In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is born.
Lord.
At Pascha time, there is the famous sermon of St. John Chrysostom. And at Nativity season, there is likewise a famous sermon of St. Gregory the theologian, a contemporary and friend of St. John's. And I want to proclaim that to you. It's just one page. The Christmas sermon of our Holy Father, St. Gregory the theologian. Christ is born, glorify him. Christ from heaven, go to meet him. Christ on earth, be exalted. Sing to the Lord all the whole earth. And that I may join both in one word, let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. For him who is of heaven and then of earth, Christ in the flesh, rejoice with trembling and with joy, with trembling because of your sins, with joy because of your hope. Again the darkness is past, again light is made, again Egypt is punished with darkness, again Israel is enlightened by a pillar. The people who sat in the darkness of ignorance, let them see the great light full of knowledge. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. The letter gives way, the spirit comes to the front. The shadows flee away, the truth comes in on them. Melchizedek is concluded. He who was without mother becomes without father, without mother of his former state, without father of his second state. The laws of nature are upset. The world above must be filled. Christ commands it. Let not ourselves be against him. O clap your hands together, all ye people, because unto us a child is born, and a son is given unto us, whose government is upon his shoulders, for with the cross it is raised up, and his name is called the Angel of the Great Council of the Father. Let John cry, prepare the way of the Lord, I too will cry of the power of this day. He who is not carnal becomes incarnate, the Son of God becomes the Son of Man. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let the Jews be offended, let the Greeks deride, let heretics talk until their tongues hurt. Then shall they believe when they shall see him ascending into heaven, if not then, yet when they see him coming out of heaven and sitting as judge. This is our present festival. It is this which we are celebrating today, the coming of God to man, that we might go forth, or rather, for this is the more proper expression, that we might go back to God, that putting off the old man, we might put on the new, and that as we died in Adam, so we might live in Christ, being born with Christ and crucified with him and buried with him and rising with him. For I must undergo the beautiful conversion, and as the painful succeeded the more blissful, so must the more blissful come out of the painful. For where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And if a taste condemned us, how much more does the passion of Christ justify us? Therefore, let us keep the feast, not after the manner of a heathen festival, but in a godly way. Not after the way of the world, but in a fashion above the world. Not as our own, but as belonging to him who is ours, or rather, as our master's. Not as of weakness, but as of healing. Not as of creation, but of recreation. Inspired words of our Holy Father Gregory. Now, if you were listening at the beginning, Christ is born, glorify him. Christ is from heaven, go out to meet him. Christ is on earth, be exalted. Sing to the Lord all the holy earth. This is the first ode of the canon of Nativity, which is the central body of hymnography in the Matin service on Christmas Eve that we sung. And I'm not sure, I haven't researched this, whether it's St. Gregory's borrowing from the canon service, or the canon service was composed by St. Gregory, at least the first ode. So let's honor the mystery. And again, all the Holy Fathers want to go back and forth between God and man, and God becoming man, how all that heaven and earth, and all these realities that indeed were separated as a result of the fall, and that how everything is brought back together in Jesus Christ. And indeed, the birth of our Lord in the flesh is the bringing back together of our own humanity, of our own human nature, the restoration of our identity in God, the reconciliation of us with God our Father, and indeed the glorification of each and every one of us through his holy birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Christ is born.